Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Where are we currently with the NHI, the National Health Insurance, and will your medical scheme be cut off in order to fund the NHI? This is now what we are about to unpack with Advocate Stephanie Fick. Advocate is an Executive Director of the Accountability Division at the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, OUTA. Advocate, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us and good to be chatting to you once again.
Good morning, Michael. No, the pleasure is all mine. No, always great, lovely chatting to you.
Great having you on board, Advocate, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the Morning Mayhem. Let's just reference this headline in one of the tabloids, and I quote, "Is government planning to cut medical scheme tax credits to fund the NHI?" At this point in time, Advocate, where does the situation stand?
The NHI, if you read all what government is saying and the working group that's supposed to make NHI work, you're talking about a 10 to 15 year plan to roll out NHI properly. Now it appears that someone made a comment that it appears that they want to start with the tax credit, that medical, if you have a medical aid, mm-hmm. you get some tax credit. I think in general, you get like a tax credit of 4,368 Rand, if I'm not mistaken. And they want to take that away, which if you firstly think about, but NHI is nowhere near to be rolled out. In fact, they are still in court fighting about the unconstitutionality of NHI. Mm-hmm. But why take away the tax credit? And it's very interesting if you go look at what is the reasoning behind this, firstly, because it's going to really be detriment to your lower and middle income households. And what will this really contribute to NHI?
Indeed. It begs the next question. What other avenues have been explored prior to this instead of, as you say, targeting easy prey for those low income tax earners?
Yeah, this is what is so frustrating about the NHI, because if you speak to the Minister of Health, they can't tell anybody how they're going to finance this. And they are saying, but we will roll this out and we will see and all of, so no one knows. Now, I looked at someone just putting a few numbers together, and it's hair-raising, what it is that they sort of discovered or what they are trying mm-hmm. to say. So let me share that with you.
Because please do.
It is, if you want to give someone a benefit of around 1,154, which was at some point sort of the universally accepted number, you need around 528 billion Rand. Okay. The
Wow.
current, it's an enormous amount of money. So the current budget for healthcare is 233 billion. So that's way too little. If you take the tax credit away, so that 4,368 Rand, you will but put 28 billion towards that 500 billion. If you increase tax,
right?
If you increase tax to for 31%, mm-hmm. And you maybe increase the payroll, and you take away the government subsidies, will maybe give you 70,000. Sorry, I forget about the personal tax for a second. If you take away government's medical subsidies, you have another 70 billion. That brings you not nearly close to that 500 billion. You will have to increase personal tax by around 31%. So what you will get is you will pay 31% more tax for about a 69% less benefit. So this 28 billion is but a drop in the ocean
compared to the 500
yes.
billion. As you mentioned, Advocate, if I can just come in there, what is our gross domestic product at the moment? We 1.3 or 1.4 trillion, which would amount to about a third of the GDP.
Yes.
I mean, has it not occurred that perhaps, increase the industrial base, the business base, to accommodate the 500 billion as opposed to the 28 billion? I mean, who's doing the maths here? Who's doing the calculations? It begs the question.
And that's why people are so upset about the NHI. Not the fact that people, you know, that there's an idea about giving everybody access to proper health care, but the way they're going about it. And now you want to take away tax bracket. If you go look at who's paying taxes,
yes,
you, about the numbers probably, the one source that I checked is that about 1 million taxpayers pay, you know, falls in that bracket of more than 750,000. So they pay around 60% of the tax. And personal tax make about 40% of the tax that a government, you know, put. So 98% is of government's revenue is taxes, of which 40% is personal income tax. So it, so now you want to take the only thing that, you know, sort of the carrot for taxpayers.
Right.
You are going to kill the tax base, the very small tax base that we already have.
Well,
you're going to kill it. And
right,
it's not going to be to the benefit of your lower and medium income. You will create a health problem, an even bigger problem than we currently have.
So, so advocates, from Outer's perspective, has Outer broached any proposals, any way of alleviating this or answering this question?
We haven't, because we're not experts. I mean, we're not, in terms of public health, there's, you know, there's a whole science behind behind that. And we do believe that medical aids and all of that, because some of the studies that you read comes from medical aid. They have the means and ways of doing these types of calculations. But what we did say is we are worried about corruption. If you look at the current health department, what they are doing with their 200 and what did I say? 230 billion rand,
yes.
Yes. What do they do with that? We Babita Dukeren, the whole mess at Tembisa Hospital. Sometimes think if you just use the money that's already allocated better, you'll probably give people better healthcare. And that by giving them a bigger pool of money, what is going to happen? And if they're going to take away the tax credit now, where's that 28 billion rand going? Because government does not believe in ring fencing. You pay sugar tax, but it's not ring fenced for sugar problems. You know, your plastic bag tax, that's not ring fenced for, you know, programs to try and mitigate, you know, the problems we have with plastic. The only thing that's really ring fenced is RAF, but that's on your petrol levy. So everything goes into a pot. So if they take away that 28 billion, it's going to go into the pot. And what's going to happen? If we do not curb corruption, it's more money to steal.
Indeed, advocate.
In all honesty.
We can unpack this to such lengths. I mean, you know, if you look at billions, it's so much money. But tactically and managerially speaking, if it was allocated and managed correctly, it could answer the question. But advocate, we're going to have to leave it there. We've just about run out of time. I so wish we could have continued the conversation. But thank you so much, advocate, for joining us on today's show to give us your input as to, you know, what we are facing regarding the national health insurance and the medical scheme to be cut off. This has been debated in order to fund the national health insurance. Please come on board. Let's discuss this. Advocate Stephanie Fick, Executive Director of the Accountability Division at the organization Undoing Tax Abuse.